So you see Jesus teaching all four of these things. Acts of compassion through parables like the Good Samaritan. Acts of justice by confronting the Pharisees. How many times do we see him confronting the religious leaders and the powers that be for change? And then we see Jesus in the temple reading scripture. It's important to be together with God's people in worship. And then finally, acts of personal devotion where Jesus gets away on his own. So we see all four of these which give us balance in our Christian life. Someone once said, practicing the general rules that we just talked about can lead to being a faithful witness to the core teachings of Jesus in the guidance of the Holy Spirit. All of this is couched within the guidance of the Holy Spirit, because that is what really moves us and drives us to practice these things. But to be balanced, to have a balanced Christian life, we have to be rooted and grounded and built up. I've got an illustration there of a tree. And you'll notice that there's as much of the tree below the ground as there is above, probably more so. Did you know that? There's as much of the tree below ground. Why is that? Because the tree needs nutrition. The tree needs to be fed. The tree is rooted and built up below the ground so that it can produce foliage and, in some cases, even fruit. It needs a strong root system to be stable when Hurricane Irene comes around or when the floods come. There are many trees in this country. I read about one the other day that's over 200 years old, right here on the Eastern Shore. It has a good root system. I remember the Y oak over in Y, Maryland. I think it's been cut down now, but it was well over 200 years old. And it became so sick, though, it didn't make it. It's the same with the Christian life. We need a strong root system. And Paul talks about that in Colossians 2 when he says, you're deeply rooted in him. You've received Christ Jesus, now live him. You're well constructed upon him. You know your way around the faith. School's out. Quit studying the subject and start living it. In other words, you're not just hearers of the word, which you have heard. Now be doers of the word. Be rooted and built up in Christ. And then the psalm writer in Psalm 1 talks about how if the man or woman who is like a tree planted by streams of water which yield its fruit in season. Plants, trees, foliage that grow up near waterways. If you've flown over the Delmarva Peninsula, you'll see where the tributaries are, because there's always lush greenery around the tributaries, around the lakes and ponds and rivers that lead to the bay or the ocean. Streams of water nourishing the trees. So how do we do this? How are we rooted and built up? Well, I've shared with you already ways in which we can be rooted and built up in Christ by practicing those general rules, acts of compassion, justice, worship, and devotion. We can also do it by going on retreats. We've got a retreat coming up, in October, the women's retreat, where you can learn how to be in step with the Spirit and how to have your mind renewed by the power of the Holy Spirit and walking the Christian faith. And I promised Jan that I would mention this because it is so critical to being rooted and built up that we're inviting you women to be a part of this one-day conference, this one-day retreat with a very special dynamic speaker. Think of it as planting yourself near the river of life, rooted and built up, letting your roots, letting your spiritual roots dig deep down into the rich soil of Jesus Christ, that sink deep into his word. And in the process, we grow. Just like this plant up here, when I put it in the ground, it's going to grow because it's going to get the nutrition. If it stays in that little plastic pot, it's not going to make it. It's going to dry up and blow away. But when I stick it in the ground, is going to take off. And I know that ivy, that stuff goes wild when you put it in the ground. I got to be careful where I put it, come to think of it. Sunday morning at Bethel Church, Sunday morning in any church is very, very important. We need our fellowship together each and every day. We need that time together, that community, that sharing of the faith and hearing, you know, the word and experiencing God's love in community. But it's not enough. The fellowship is not enough. The music is not enough. We need daily nourishment, staying close to God as much as we can. Now, I know it's a struggle. I know it's hard for you young families with children to spend time with God. And I know that, you know, to get to Bible study or get to a small group study, it is a major challenge. And Sunday morning may be the only time that you have for your feeding, for your nourishment. And that's okay. That's okay. That's what we're here for, is to help you in your spiritual walk. But there may come an opportunity for you to experience something like the women's retreat or a study that may be coming up that may pique your interest. It's all important to be in God's Word so that we can be rooted. I know it's a challenge for a pastor, all pastors, to preach their sermons and to prepare their sermons, I should say, on Sunday morning, because we're pulled in so many different directions. A funeral pops up, or someone calls and want to get married, or there's an emergency in the middle of the night, they need to come to the hospital. That's all part of pastoral ministry, but you have to make sure that you carve out time alone with God. Someone said the standard is 1 hour for every 20 minutes of your sermon is for preparation. A 20-minute sermon is 20 hours in study. I like to know what that's like. It is a challenge to get 5-10 hours in of sermon preparation. But you got to do it. You got to do it. And so it's a challenge, I know, for families to grow in the Lord through the study of God's Word. Well, being rooted and built up, thank God, is a lifelong process. We're not going to arrive one day and say, I've arrived, I've done it, I've got it, it's all done. No, it's a lifelong process. And that's the beauty of our relationship with God, is that it is a lifelong process. We are called to be fruit bearers, to bear fruit. But if our roots are not deep in Christ, if our roots are not secure in the Word, if our roots are not in that nourishing soil of who Christ is, we can't possibly bear fruit. And the fruit we're talking about is what? Not apples and oranges. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, self-control. I probably missed a couple of them. That's the fruit that we're looking for. That's the fruit that God is looking for us to produce. But we've got to be rooted and grounded like a tree planted by streams of water, yielding its fruit in season. Okay, that's been our message for the past 3 weeks, the three R's: relationship, renewal, and rooted. All three very, very basic things that all of us need in order to be faithful disciples and fruit-bearing Christians. And I encourage you to take that with you, ponder these things, and remember that you're not alone, that the Holy Spirit is with you. But if you are not sure about that, if you do not have that inner peace, if you do not really, truly, fully comprehend it, it's okay. God understands your heart, and God will make a way for you to grow. But you got to trust Him. It begins with trust. It begins with faith. And so I encourage all of us, including myself, to get closer to God each and every day. And it begins right here, right now. Today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. Today is the day to begin that new journey with Christ. Whether you've been a Christian all your life, or if you just walked through that door for the very first time, let it begin today. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for your patience, for your forgiveness and for your willingness, Lord, to walk with us through all of life's hills and valleys. We ask, O God, that you touch each and every heart here today and encourage them, Lord, on their spiritual journey to try to live the life that you've called us to live in fellowship with you and the power of the Holy Spirit, knowing that we can't do a thing on our own. We're trusting you, O God. We're asking for your help. And we're asking now, Lord, for your blessing upon us as we go our separate ways this day. We love you because you first loved us. And now we leave this place with you. Amen. Amen. Joyce?